Welcome to our Thursday Thoughts, a weekly podcast brought to you by Bainology and Leadership Logistics, LLC. I am your host, Jeff Bain. Each week, we will highlight a leadership element from my 45-year career of striving for excellence. I will offer you my pondering thoughts on my experiences both with unique opportunities and significant challenges. For the next few minutes, I encourage you to sit back, relax, and reflect on how you might best enhance your leadership skill set. This week's episode of Bainology Podcast will take a unique look at Caitlin Clark. Most of you know her, I think, as the basketball sensation for the University of Iowa women's basketball team. And so not only was she a highly successful basketball player on a women's team, she in reality became the number one basketball player to watch in the nation this past year. Her success, I think, reminded me a lot of some stories I would like to share with you of my personal experience. And they kind of focus around a quote by Sir Winston Churchill that he made famous. He once said that you never reach your destination if you stop and throw stones at all of the dogs that bark. Pretty unique quote, I would say. What it really means is life is all about moving forward. You don't have time to slow down or to stop when people start trying to tear you down. Instead, you've got to do what Caitlin did. You've got to remain focused. You have to ignore the naysayers. Work harder to achieve your goals. And I really think that's what she did. After her sophomore year and throughout her career, University of Iowa women's basketball team won 80% of their basketball games. By the time that her career was over, she had broken almost every Division I, male or female, records had been set in three-point shootings, maybe scoring. You name it in basketball, she broke those records. And because of a lot of her success, a whole lot of jealousy came about in the media. Some of them even from professional women basketball players, saying that she only had success because, or she couldn't have done this in our era, or this or that or that. But there were a lot of gatekeepers trying to keep her from being successful, and most of it was just out of ignorance and jealousy. And I think it relates to a lot of examples that happened to some of us, and in, especially throughout our communities. I know a small example to what happened to Caitlin Clark, I think, and she was able to overcome it. There were a lot of high school athletes that I coached and saw personally that had successful high school careers and had opportunities to take their game to another level. But instead, there were a lot of naysayers in the communities, people that didn't have the opportunities that these young men or women had, and discouraged them from taking that next opportunity to a new level. So stay home. You know, you're not going to be any beneficial. That's going to be too hard, or you can do better than that. And essentially, keeping them from taking their next opportunity, they dragged them down. And I saw this firsthand several times. Because you're going to come across many people. As these young people took advice from some of these people that were jealous of them, it reminded me of the quote that I often hear sometimes is, a person seeking financial advice shouldn't receive that advice from a person that's broke. So much makes sense related to some advice that people are getting when they stop and listen and attend to all the barking dogs. Because when you are successful, you will come across many people who try their best to bring you down when you're doing well. So rather than letting them create obstacles in your journey, you need to avoid them. And if you can't avoid them, ignore them for you to be able to stay on track. For if people are really talking about you, in reality, it means that you're doing better in life than they are. So take that as a compliment and move forward, because they can be a distraction for your purpose and your dreams that you live. They will tempt you to stop. They'll tempt you to throw rocks, and they want you to stop and bark and argue with them because they think they can convince you and talk you out of it if you take the time to have conversation with them. However, we don't have to get distracted. We can start fighting off their temptations to be, and we can stay focused on our goals, our core values, and what you really believe in. That's an important step for all of us to remember. What are our goals? What are our core values? And what do we really believe in? Is what we believe in more important than the barking dogs? Yes. You can listen, just but ignore them when they get too close to you. Because what the quote that Winston Churchill made, what it literally means is that you will never reach your destination if you spend the time tending to all the barking dogs. You have to move forward with your game plan. It encourages you really to stay focused and keep calm and make clear sense for you to be able to take your next best step. It tells you that some dogs matter and some of them don't. And when they excessively bark at your accomplishments and dragging you down, you know it's one you need to avoid. You know that we must know how to inspire ourselves and keep going without the distractions. Some people will encourage you and some people will discourage you. You need to know the difference. And some people will not believe in you at all. Some people will divert and demean you in a demeaning way. I've even known professional people that was in leadership roles that tried to keep people being successful within their own corporation because they were jealous of the success that these people were having. And that is really a shameful way to be. It tells you that they're really not leaders. They may be in a leadership position, but if they can't encourage you and be part of your success and communicate that in a meaningful way, they are a dog that's barking, and you've got to let your core values stand stronger and in their way, no matter what the sacrifice is. I've seen people sacrifice themselves to come to the barking logs, and it does not work. It has never worked. So I encourage you, have your core values under control, know which dogs are barking and to ignore them, and stay focused with your goals. Caitlin Clark did this. I encourage you to look up, Google Caitlin Clark's records. I think I did that earlier, and there was over her senior year alone, she accomplished over 30 records in the NCAA record book and the University of Iowa. She could not have done that if she had been distracted and pulled away from what her main objectives and goals were her sophomore and junior year. Her ability to stay focused was one of her key successes in having a successful collegiate experience. You're always going to get to meet different people throughout your journey, and not everyone will have the same viewpoint as you. However, if you are stay true to your dreams, you will never get impacted by the negative words or the obstacles that they throw in front of you. You stay focused on what your core values are and what is really meaningful to you, even if those people that are the barking dogs are in a leadership position above you. I encourage you to stay to your core values. Do not let their inferiority views drag you down. Thank you for joining us and sharing your valuable time. We hope that we were able to provide you with at least one golden nugget takeaway to help enhance your leadership foundation. If I can be of any assistance to you or my team to help you or your organization, please visit us at leadershiplogisticsllc.com. We would be honored to have the opportunity to assist you in building and reflecting a strong brand. An investment in your brand is an investment for your success. Excellence is a choice, a mindset, executed every day with a plan and with a purpose. There are no off days in building your brand. Thus, every day is game day.